talk something more about managing the CDN. So here we are under the CDN and we are having the three endpoints. And if I see, all of the endpoints are for my single blob core. So what I got to do is that I get to manage the CDN. For managing the CDN, here's the option. And if I just simply click on the manage CDN, I would be moved to another website, something similar to this. Here I have option for different languages, and right now I'm just going to select English, and I'd be able to see all the stuff in English. So country filtering. You can basically allow and block your website in specified countries. This is going to protect your data for, I would say, for better. And to do that, what you simply got to do is that you can simply add a country filter. You can simply type in a name. You can block it or allow it. For example, if I just simply give a name and try to do that, let's say India. There you go. I will simply just go in the next. And here. I gotta search that. GHI, Iceland is already here. And I was able to see India or some other country. Let's say I have some content that I don't want to make available to India, so I simply click here and finish this. So now India is basically blocked. And when it comes to analytics, so analytics, I have some core reports. For example, bandwidth, data transfer, hits, cache statuses, cache hit ratio, IPv4 and 6, and nodes as well. For example, if I just go here to the data transfer, and I'll be able to see data transfer available here, and in the form of graph, or and maybe in the form of a table. And if I just go in the hits, send the hits, HTTP large, and I will be able to see the respective data. Right now, no data is available. And if I just go with the cache statuses, so still, because we have just simply created it, so no analytics are available here. But for sure, if there are some analytics available here, I can export data to Excel and export to the CSV actually, and you can open that in Excel and use data as you want. And then if you just go here and the cache hit ratio, right now I'm having no data, so it won't show me, but obviously you're able here to see all of that data. And with that, IPv4 and 6 and data transferred, right now no data has been transferred, and at the end, notes. So these are notes that are available here. And this is how you'll be able to manage the CDN. And in the next video, we will just quickly look at how you can map a custom domain name with your CDN. And we will discuss that.